the Rishpash has told us through the eyes of the famous Midrashim, the eyes of Rosh Chazal, Rashi has made so much part of our way of reading the Pesukim. We almost walk away with this idea that the world is very black or white, that there really is very, very little middle ground in life. After all, if Yaakov on the one hand, he's Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Olim, he's sitting in Shtagin and learning Yom Balayla. First he learns for 63 years, then another 14 years. I mean, he's been Torah par excellence. He's sitting in Shtagin, a Torah of the Kedushin Tara. And his twin is Esau. He's a Tzeach, he's a Kaifer, he's a Viva, he's a Bechaira, he's a Noyef. Just read all the Rashis, put them all together, it doesn't come out to be a very pleasant personality. Either or. That's the way it is. That's life. Either Yaakov or Esau. So that those two paths already find their way in the beginning of the parasha. Rivka is pregnant. She's having a lot of trouble, and Yisroel to Abanim Kirba, and she's walking past the Beis Medrash. They're all of two people there. All two Rosh Yeshivas. We don't know who else learned in that yeshiva. The more yeshivas than Tamidim. So she had to wait for Yaakov to be born to join the Rasta. Shem Be'ever sitting in Shtag and saying Shiurim, and she's walking by, and Yaakov's plotting, wants to get out. And she walks across the street to the base of it, and Esav's having conniptions, he has to get out also. So I always was bothered with this matter. She was bothered with Rivka. There was no other place for Rivka to walk. You know, she couldn't go like to some neutral place, like go to a ball game, like go to a store. If you have to go dafka to the Beis Medrash or dafka to the base of a Nazar, like there's no neutral places in this world. I think the answer to the gash is fairly obvious, right? There are no neutral places in the world. That if a person does not ground themselves in the world of Torah, if a person is not a Yaakov, and he doesn't run to the Beis Medrash, and again, different people to different degrees, and not everyone's cut out in the same amount of time, and different have different parnassos and different, you know, obligations. That's all true. I mean, there's not a cookie cutter for every single person to say. But if a person comes with the following attitude, listen, Rabbi, I want to be a good Jew. I'm not going to worship idols. I'm going to worship Shabbos and keep kosher. But Talmud Torah is just not for me. It doesn't speak to me. It's just not my thing. I want to be a good Jew. It doesn't work. The Pasha doesn't. It may work for one generation. Maybe. The Koshi. It doesn't work. It says that if a person doesn't follow in the footsteps of Yaakov Avinu, to realize that not being grounded in the Talmud Torah by definition means a life of Avodah Zarah. Now, the word Avodah Zarah doesn't only mean bowing down to an idol. The word Avodah Zarah means, Avodah means hard work. Zarah means foreign. It means foreign work. Foreign pastures, foreign values, foreign goals, foreign culture. The only way to protect oneself against the foreign influences of the world of Esav is through Limud Torah. Again, different people in different ways. It doesn't mean necessarily everyone's learning Chul in the seventh parak with all the Taisim, whatever it is. And there may be differences and nuances to different people. But to take the attitude that we like mitzvahs and we like, you know, watered down the Judaism, but Talmud Torah is just not part of our lexicon, it's flush, it doesn't work. Shown time and time again. So as we read this psukim, the Pasha told us, so they're a tremendous bechayev and a tremendous, tremendous divichizim. And Baruch Hashem, Baruch HaKenish, Baruch HaKvodah, B'Sanon HaTarasem, Baruch HaKvodah gave us the opportunity to sit on Mamash HaParis HaKodesh, to sit and learn. Unbelievable. Most people, 100 years ago, most people your age were not sitting and learning 8 hours a day. Reality just didn't permit it. Who gave you such an unbelievable bracha? You can get yourself a job down the line, get a partner also, and still sit about 8 hours a day now. It's unbelievable. So grab it. Grab the days off. One of the great things about there's always a day off. It was just Yom Tov like 3 weeks ago. Now it's already Thanksgiving. And then right after Thanksgiving, it's going to be one. Hanukkah is in 2 weeks. Every day, then we're over. Then the semester's over. There's a 6-week break. Then you come back for 2-3 weeks. And then there's a showing. And then Washington's President's Day. And Purim and Pesach. And we're gone for the summer. 6 months off. So there's so much free time. We made a cheshbon. I say Shia, exactly half of the year. I'm sure. Figure it out. There are 13 weeks a semester. Right? How many weeks in a semester? Am I correct? There are 13 weeks a semester. So there are 2 semesters. That's 26. So you're only in college 26 out of 52 weeks a year. And out of those 26 weeks, 3/4 of your day you're in the Beis Medrash. So Ashrei Atah, your mamash Yoshev HaOlam. Don't think you're not. You're Yoshev HaOlam. in between, you got to leave the OL every once in a while just to pick up a few courses here and there. But you have to view yourself as a Shiva Bachar. You have to view yourself as a Yoshiva Holland. And you have to make up time. And when the time lets you be able to use the Torah, if you do the Torah, make the most of a long weekend, make the most of days off, make the most of Shabbosos. That will make the difference whether you become real, real, real B'nai Torah. Okay, we should have a lot of Hatzlacha. Everyone should enjoy the day off tomorrow, the day on tomorrow, we should learn tomorrow. Without my feeling, okay?